Nu ska ni få ett lyssnäte till godisätt alla Zappa-fans. För här kommer han, Frank Zappa.
The way I see it, Barry, this should be a very dynamite show.
Va?
Slump att vi har lagt den här video- och tv-låten först i programmet med en Frank Zappa-intervju vi gjorde tidigare i somras.
Den nu 45-årige Zappa praktiskt taget överföll oss direkt med information om en satellitsända tv-show han håller på att tota ihop. En show som ska gå ut i över 46 miljoner amerikanska hem och de flesta europeiska länder som kan och vill ta emot den.
Sent på bästa amerikanska sändningstid, 5 dagar i veckan, 3 timmar per natt, kommer alla från Bibelbältet till Treriksröset att drabbas av Zappas interkontinentala tv-attack.
It's the 80s, come on, let's go. You know, let's take a shot at something new and better and faster.
Ja, det där låter ju maffigt, men hörde du, hur hade du tänkt att lägga upp ett sånt här programblock då?
Let's say, since I'm actually going to be live on the air, okay, parts of the show are going to be on tape, but I'm going to be sitting there for 3 hours. I can take phone calls from any place in the world.
Yeah.
That means at 9 o'clock in the morning, somebody in Sweden can call me up and talk about anything that's going on in politics over there.
Sure.
And, you know, find out what's really going on. I'm not shy, you know, and I'll put a fucking number on the screen just like the evangelists do.
Sure.
You know? And I'll tell them to send me money just like they send the evangelists money to pay for my TV time. It's not tax exempt because I'm not a religion, you know, but what the fuck? You know, if they can say, if you believe in seeing the show on the air, send some money to keep it on, I can say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it's going to be done. I do it right out of the house.
Rätt ut ur huset alltså. Och på tal om hus, kanske det är dags för en liten husesyn. Vi befinner oss alltså i en villa i norra Hollywood. Markplanet utgörs av en gigantisk musikstudio kallad The Utility Muffin Research Kitchen. Eller som vi svenskar kanske föredrar att uttrycka oss, provköket för nyttiga muffins. Och det är här som Frank Zappa bor och arbetar.
Jaha, ja. Det ska bli tv-studio här också. Han antyder ju här att hans tv-show ska stå i direkt kontakt med omvärlden. Och att den ska fungera som en motpol till de otaliga religiösa tv-stationer som översvämmar USAs tv-nät.
Du tror inte att du skulle kunna ta och skissa fram fler detaljer? Hur ska du börja en sån här sändning till exempel?
First thing that happens is the news.
Yeah.
Now, at midnight, everybody in the United States has already seen the last news broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
They're all over by then, okay? Mm-hmm. But what did you really see? Mm-hmm. In a half-hour news broadcast, you saw 6 minutes of news.
Yes.
Literally. The rest is weather, sports, mm-hmm. and commercials.
Yeah.
There's 6 minutes of real news in a U.S. news show. Mm-hmm. Put your stopwatch and count it. That's all there is. Mm-hmm. The rest is bullshit. Mm-hmm. Through this station that I'm working with, they get off the satellite every day at 1 o'clock, 1 half-hour of raw news footage from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Uncut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you were to just take that, what came down off the satellite, and put it on the air uncut so that people could see what got cut out for the other news broadcast,
yeah.
you'd be doing them a favor.
Mm-hmm.
And then talk over it and, you know, make comments about it.
Sure.
So that's one of the things I'm going to stick in there. The news is going to be, you know, world news is as uncut as you can get it. Stick it on and talk about it. Not just from my point of view, but I'll try and get some other people who know political stuff to be commentating.
Well, I'm about to get sick from watching my TV. Checking out the news until my eyeballs fail to see. I mean, to say that every day is just another rotten mess. And when it's gonna change, my friend, is anybody's guess. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I'll go to bed every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Wednesday I watched a riot, I seen the cops out on the street. Watched them throwing rocks and stuff and choking in the heat. Listen to reports about the whiskey passing round. Seen the smoke and fire and the market burning down. Watch while everybody on your street would take a turn. They'll stomp and smash and bash and crash and slash and bust and burn. And I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I'll go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day. Well, you can cool it, you can heat it, cause baby I don't need it. Take your TV tube and eat it, and all that phony stuff on sports and all the unconfirmed reports. You know I watch that rotten box until my head began to hurt from checking out the way the newsmen say they get the dirt before all the guys on channel so-and-so. Further they assert that any show they'll interrupt to bring you news if it comes up. They say that if the place blows up, they will be the first to tell. Cause the boys they got downtown are working hard and doing swell. And if anybody gets the news before it hits the street, they say that no one blabs it faster, their coverage can't be beat. And if another woman drowned her gets machine gun from her seat, they'll send some joker with a brownie and you'll see it all complete. So I'm watching and I'm waiting, hoping for the best. Even think I go to praying every time I hear them saying that there's no way to delay that trouble coming every day. No way to delay that trouble coming every day.
Then, if that comes in at 1 o'clock, that means you've got from 1:30, which is when the transmission is done, until midnight, to take the news of the world and hand it to two editors
mm-hmm.
who will cut music videos out of it.
Oh, yeah?
So every day you'll make 1 to 3 brand new music videos using my music.
Yes.
Like I got all different kinds of songs already recorded that match these situations.
Mm-hmm.
Cut the news of the day to these songs, and every day you're going to have brand new music videos, and you can take the news of the world and make fun of it in great ways
yes.
when you edit the stuff. Okay? So those will be in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I'm going to do is say, how would you like to be on television? Stick an ad in the Village Voice or one of these papers.
Yeah.
Send me a videotape.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. I don't care what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It could be your dogs. I don't care. Send me videotape. Thanks a lot. I'll stick you on television. Give the same videotape to those editors
mm-hmm.
and cut it up and just have stuff to slot into the show.
Sure.
Then I would do talk show, you know, if I get political guys to get on there.
Mm-hmm.
They can still be in Washington, D.C. I can
yeah.
do it with a satellite link and sit and argue with them from my chair here. That's the kind of show.
Yeah.
Okej, okej. Råa nyheter, pervers videotopslista, politisk talkshow. Vi börjar faktiskt haja modellen.
Ja, men det blir väl en massa sånt här också.
He's got 20 million dollars in his heavenly bank account. All from those chumps who was born again. Oh yeah, oh yeah. He's got 7 limousines and a private plane. All for the use of his special friends. He's a groovy guy. When he gives thanks, he is not alone. He is dealing, he is really dealing. IRS can't determine where the hook is. It is easy with the Bible to pretend that you're in showbiz. They will get him, they will never get him for the naughty stuff that he is. It is best in cases like this to pretend that you are stupid. He's got presidential help all along the way. He says the grace while the lawyers chew.
Inget är ju speciellt heligt i den här mannens ögon, och ju heligare ju sämre.
Vilket väl får oss in på vad det är som verkligen motiverar Zappa att efter 20 år i rockbranschen mer eller mindre lägga gitarren på hyllan för att starta ett eget tv-program.
Vi hörde en låt nyss som heter Heavenly Bank Account. En ganska typisk Zappa-uppgörelse med den religiösa nyhögern i USA.
Just det. Såväl amerikansk tv som politik börjar mer och mer domineras av denna växande kristna högervåg. Som skickligt utnyttjar just tv som främsta propagandavapen.
Så du ska helt enkelt ut och kanalkonkurrera.
Well, I want to get out there. I mean, I think that this is a critical phase in American history because of these evangelists that are on there. Something's got to be done to stop these motherfuckers. Yes. It needs to be on the air just from the political aspect of it, because somebody has to be on the air saying these guys are full of shit. Because nobody else is. Nobody will do it.
En massa religiösa tv-jönsar, det är väl ingen att oroa sig för. Det är väl bara Carola och 15 andra som går på sånt där.
Ja, låt dem hålla på för sig själva. Det där, det berör ju bara de närmast sörjande, i alla fall. Det är ju inget som de andra känner av.
Well, I'll tell you when you'll feel it. As if this guy, Pat Robertson, becomes president of the United States, you'll feel it. Here's how you'll feel it. These people believe in a theology that believes World War III is a necessity to fulfill biblical prophecy. Anytime you got a guy who believes that as part of his religion, you don't want him in the White House. And that's what you got, is a guy who makes $253 million a year tax-free from donations, thumping the Bible and doing all this stuff, and now he's running for president.
He is running.
Okay. He's already campaigning. He's on television every day. He's on 5 days a week. Yeah. We pick him up here at 3:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay?
And he's got money. He's got everything.
He's got everything. He has his own satellite network. He has his own university. He's plugged into the CIA. He's plugged into all the rest of this stuff that's in Washington. And he's a former lawyer. He's a former Marine. He's so clean cut, you know.
His name again, please.
Pat Robertson.
Okay. Where is he from?
Virginia.
Oh,
All these guys are in Virginia. Falwell's in Virginia. Robertson's in Virginia. The CIA's in Virginia. They're all there.
The mystery man came over and he said, I'm out of sight. He said, for a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said,
look here, brother, who you jiving with that cosmic debris?
Now who you jiving with that cosmic debris? Out of shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo. But he told me right then when the top popped open, there was nothing his box won't do but the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo. He said, you might not believe this, little fellow, but it'll cure your asthma too. And I said,
Cosmic Debris, där Zappa gör rent hus med alla typer av religiös under.
Ja, Zappa gör ju ingen hemlighet av att han tycker att takhöjden ständigt sjunker. Han anar en bred samordnad front bestående av kristen höger, CIA och ledande politiker i Washington.
Ja, de har nu vuxit sig så starka att de kan genomdriva de mest bizarra lagändringar.
Now you've got this thing that happened yesterday with the sodomy laws being upheld in all these states. It's interesting because, you know, in order to enforce a law, you need an enforcement agency.
Mm-hmm.
Here come the butt police. It's no good to have a law on the books unless you're enforcing it. So, you know, they're already talking about urine tests in the job to see if you're taking drugs. What are they going to do? Make you bend over and spread your cheeks to see whether you're doing sodomy? It's next. You know, this is a fascinating decade we're living in.
Are the Brain Police. Det här vet ju Zappa, han är ju själv suttit i förhör hos dem.
The Brain Police förkortas PMRC, Parents Music Resource Center. Denna organisation består av en grupp religiösa högertanter gifta med några inflytelserika senatorer som i några år nu försökt lagstifta mot sådana rocktexter som handlar om allt som är kul.
Självklart befinner sig Zappa i skottlinjen. Upplevelsen från det anklagades bänk resulterade i en LP kallad Frank Zappa Meets the Mothers of Prevention med låten Porn Wars, ett slags ljudkollage av taktfasta citat från senatsförhören om rocktexter som påstås förhärliga våld, sex och drogmissbruk.
Vi frågade Zappa om läget just nu.
May to September they had a whole campaign filling the media with the scare tactics about rock and roll lyrics cause murder, rape, incest, you know, everything that's wrong, really, truly, that's what they said, okay, with nothing whatsoever to back it up. Next little thing you got to remember, it was the largest media event in Senate history, 35 video feeds and 50 still photographers, for what?
The reason for this hearing is not to promote any legislation. Indeed, I don't know of any suggestion that any legislation be passed. But to simply provide a forum for airing the issue itself, for ventilating the issue, for bringing it out in the public domain. Senator Hollings?
I've had the
opportunity to attend a showing, you might say, a presentation of this porn rock, as they call it, in the test of pornography. One of the things to look at is that it does not have any redeeming social value. They could be an exception here because, having attended that presentation, the redeeming social value, I find that it's inaudible. I have a hard time understanding it. And Paul, since I traveled the country for 3 years and they said they couldn't understand me, maybe I could make a good rock star. I don't know. But in all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. So I'll be looking from this senator's standpoint, not just to bring pressures, but to try to see if there is some constitutional provisions, a tax, or approach that can be used on the Congress to limit this outrageous filth.
Senator Tribble.
Must be the end of the world. All the people turning into pigs and ponies. I can't let it happen to me.
What is the reason for these hearings and from the Congress?
Well, sex. Thank you. I think that statement. Sex. I'll start this committee.
For these hearings and from the former.
I'd be interested to see what toys your kids ever had.
Why would you be interested?
Just as a point of interest in this.
Well, come on over to the house and I'll show them to you.
That's what happened. But meanwhile, they've already stickered albums.
Yeah.
And stores have rejected albums.
Så där, som Zappa antyder, så spelar det mindre roll hur korkade idéerna är som PMRC presenterar. Eftersom de fegaste inom skivbranschen självmant börjar märka sina skivor får vara på den säkra sidan. Rädsla och självcensur har börjat märkas på vissa håll i den amerikanska skivindustrin.
En annan konsekvens av Zappas moteldskampanjer blir att han inte får tid över längre till att turnera. Men är detta möjligt? En gammal scenrem som du, kommer du inte att sakna detta med att skåda din publik i vitögat?
There's a good chance that I won't, because the fact is that it's too expensive for me to do it.
And you don't miss touring?
No. Well, I like playing, but I mean, the touring part of it is not particularly enjoyable, because especially in Europe, it's the worst. It's when you have to go through customs every day, and there's new language every day, and there's new regulations every day, and there's a new money every day, okay? And then you got a new attitude every day because the people you just played for in one country hate the people that you're playing for in the next country, you know? And what do? And they hate you because you're an American.
Oh, you feel that?
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, I don't feel it personally. I don't think people hate me because I'm an American. If they hate me, they hate me for some other reason.
Yeah.
You know, I think I've managed to escape part of that, you know, ugly American syndrome. Mm-hmm. But I know because the guys in the band experience it.
They do?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, you know, they'll talk to me one way, but they'll talk to the drummer another.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, okay, if I go to a restaurant, I mean, usually people won't give me a bad time. The only time I really have problems is in France.
Which this song is about.
Yeah, which, I mean, everybody has problems in France unless they're French. And that's that. You just the fact of life and you face it, okay? So they want it that way and they can have it that way. There it is. You know, you can't hate them for it, but you have to take it realistically. There is a problem there. It's an attitude problem. I don't find the same problem in Italy. I don't find it in Germany. I don't find it in Scandinavia. I don't find it in Spain. Only in France.
Playing in a tent. It's paying the rent. If you poach your civilian, it's a major event down in France. Did you hear where that's located?
Yeah.
I'll say in France. Yeah. It's the first thing you hear, something like, and then it spells down in France. It does something. Listen. I say the girls is all salty and the boys is all sweet. So the food ain't too shabby and they piss in the street down in France. Is that cold? Say down in France. Now you know what? I saw it walking. It was, and then it said down in France. Oh yeah. Now you won't believe this. They got the diseases like you ain't never seen. So they got a mystery blowjob. Turn your pee to green down in France. Hey, that's something. Say down in France. So look, I saw the color. It looked just like it was. And then it turned. I was down in France. Oh, yes, it was. Listen. Look. They got some coffee. Eating right through the cup. And when you go caca, they make you stand up. Down in France, that's where it's located.
Down
in France. Now listen, I caca out one time and then I heard it. And then I went, that was down in France. Now listen, if you're not careful and stick to your sheep, you smell like a native for a couple of weeks down in France. Ooh, something smelling out here down in France. That's where it was. Listen, I smelled it. It went. And then it smelled like that was down in France. Ooh, smelling funny, man. Oh, smell your harmonica. Go on, smell it, son. Uh-huh. Oh, you know. Uh-huh. They're coming too, I think, yeah. We cannot wait till we go back. Get so excited when the poodle react in France. Roof. Down in France. I'm talking about Bow Wow. Uh-huh. See, they bomb. And then they kind of... Never try to get your feet sucked in France. Merci. Oui. Ow!
It's
Zappa inledde sitt förhållande med Europa redan 1967. Och man kan väl konstatera att hans publik här i Europa har kommit att ansluta sig i tre vågor.
Den första alldeles i början, 1966-67, med kulmen kring LP:n We're Only In It For The Money.
Och den andra kring 1973-74 med LP:n Overnight Sensation. En skiva som verkligen gjorde skäl för namnet. Och vars låtar fortfarande är hett efterfrågade som extra nummer på hans konserter.
Och slutligen den tredje vågen som välde in med...
Zappa befarar att de som upptäckte hans musik genom den här låten varken känner till eller vill känna till hans andra lite mer svårtillgängliga produktion.
Han drar sig inte ens för att helt ifrågasätta om hans europeiska lyssnare överhuvudtaget förstår vad de dansar till när de lyssnar på Bobby Brown. En låt som till och med vann Aftonbladets Rockbjörn för bästa singel i början på 80-talet.
That kind of a guy definitely wouldn't be interested in that thing. I mean, I saw them dancing.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to discos in Norway when Bobby Brown was a hit. It was amazing. I saw them play that record and people were dancing to it and I'm going... Do they know what this song is about? Do they know what's going on here? I mean...
Yeah, you got a weird little award in Sweden for that record too, being the hit single of the year when it was released.
It was the largest selling single in CBS's history.
Mm-hmm. It was.
And the other thing that was very strange was, after its success in Scandinavia, my manager at that time went to the CBS company in Germany and said, look, why not release it here? If it'll sell in Scandinavia, maybe we'll sell here. They didn't want to do it. They argued and argued and argued. And finally, he made them put it out.
Yeah.
And guess what? It was a hit in Germany. Until some intellectual gentleman decided to translate it into German and recite the words on the air, and then it never got any more airplay.
Hey there, people, I'm Bobby Brown. They say I'm the cutest boy in town. My car is fast, honey. I tell all the girls they can kiss my hiney. Here I am at a famous school. I'm dressing sharp and I'm acting cool. I got a cheerleader here, wants to help with my paper. Let her do all the work and maybe later I'll rape her. Oh God, I am the American dream. I do not think I'm too extreme, and I'm a handsome son of a bitch. I'm gonna get a good job and be real rich. Get a good, get a good, get a good, get a good. Women's liberation came creeping all across the nation. I tell you people, I was not ready when I fucked this dyke by the name of Freddie. She made a little speech then, all she tried to make me say when. She had my balls in a vice, but she left the dick. I guess I'm still hooked on, but now it shoots too quick. Oh God, I am the American dream. But now I smell like Vaseline, and I'm a miserable son of a bitch. Am I a boy or a lady? I don't know which. I wonder, 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 wonder. So I went out and bought me a leisure suit. I jingle my change, but I'm still kinda cute. Got a job doing radio promo, and none of the jocks can even tell I'm a homo. Eventually, me and a friend sorta drifted along into S&M. I can take about an hour on the Tower of Power, as long as I get a little golden shower. Oh God, I am the American dream, with a spindle up my butt till it makes me scream, and I'll do anything to get ahead.
Ja, det fanns en tid när den här mannen inte nöjde sig med fullständig kontroll över sin egen skivproduktion. Han la sin imposanta näsa i blöt, tämligen flitigt på 70-talet.
Alice Cooper, Grand Funk, Captain Beefheart och till och med Wildman Fisher, några namn som Zappa tog sig tid att producera. Det här producerandet av andra artister gav dock inte mer smak och är en för Zappas del så gott som nedlagd verksamhet.
Ibland gör han något undantag, som när han helt nyligen producerade sin 16-årige son Dweezils debut-LP Having a Bad Day, som i Sverige än så länge bara finns tillgänglig på import.
En annan, något äldre och något kändare kille som för ett par år sedan sökte Zappas hjälp. Är väl lite överraskande, ingen mindre än Bob Dylan. Hur gick det till och vad var det som hände?
He came here to the house and I agreed to do it. And he said, well, we can't do it right away because I have to take a vacation. He had to go to the Bahamas. And I said, well, I'm sorry. By the time you get back, I'm not going to be available, you know. So
yeah.
It didn't work out.
How far did that get?
He played all the songs for me. I told him how the things ought to be arranged. And we were thinking about where we wanted to record them and who we wanted to hire to be in the band.
Mm-hmm.
Got that far.
Mm-hmm. Would that be possible in the future?
Probably not.
No.
Mm-hmm. But you would get him on the TV show if he wanted to.
If he wants to. I mean, it would have been funny to get him on a TV show the day he came over here. It was really hilarious. Because I didn't know who it was.
Away, Bob. I ask as nice as I could if my job would somehow be finished by Friday. Well, the whole damn weekend came and went, Frankie.
Wanna buy some Mendy's, Bob?
You know what? They didn't do nothing, but they charged me double for Sunday. Now you know, no matter what you do, they're gonna cheat and rob you. And then they'll give you a bell that'll get your senses reeling. If you do not pay, they got computer collectors that'll get you so crazy till your head'll go through the ceiling. Yes, it will.
Det här var en snutt från låten Flakes, och Dylan-imitatören vi hörde var ingen mindre än Adrian Belew.
Frank Zappa har med största sannolikhet gjort sin sista konsertturné. Men det är verkligen inte frågan om att dra sig tillbaka. Tvärtom så har han noggrant som alltid förberett en möjlighet att nå ut till ännu fler människor. Ännu oftare och ännu effektivare.
Genom förverkligandet av sin tv-show via satellit kommer han att bekämpa den fördumning och förslumning som han tycker karaktäriserar Amerikas massmedia.
Samtidigt som han med detta för honom nya redskap ser oändliga möjligheter att ta reda på och förmedla vad som verkligen händer på planeten.
Slutintrycket blir att det är när han pratar om tv och sin tv-show i synnerhet som han låter verkligen entusiastisk. Och det är inte utan att han låter visionär när han mot slutet av vårt samtal säger:
I like the idea of being able to get on a telephone and, you know, talk to somebody, or even you can do a satellite pictorial link and talk to somebody and say, what the fuck is really going on
with it?
You know, just think, if this show was on the air when Chernobyl happened, you know, the way the news covered it was really sickening. They invented the 15,000 in the mass grave, okay? I could have gone on the air and called you up and said, okay, you're glowing in the dark over there or what? What the fuck's really going on?
Sure.
You know, and say what the fuck is really going on.
Yes.
That's what has to happen.
Mm.
That little dish in your backyard for everybody, you know, to be able to take a look at what's going on someplace. Look at Iraqi television. You know, how's the war really doing over there? You're only going to get a snat of it in the news here. There's plenty of shit happening that is going to eventually impact on your life. I think it's better than playing a concert.
Många försök har gjorts att fästa etiketter på Zappa. Rockstjärna, rebell, cyniker, manschauvinist eller 60-talsfenomen. Men närmast sanningen kommer man nog med beteckningen samtidsobducent.
Det är Zappa fullständigt likgiltigt om han karvar i samhällskroppen med gitarr eller tv-kamera. Skiten ska helt enkelt fram, utan bedövning. Oberörd utav tillfälliga åsikts- och attitydkonjunkturer arbetar han som alltid en enda riktning framåt.
It's the 80s, come on, let's go. You know, let's take a shot at something new and better and faster. Oh,
complain at night.
You're probably wondering why I'm here, and so am I, so am I. Just as much as you wonder about me being in this place,
yeah.
That's just how much I marvel at the lameness on your face. You rise each day the same old way. And join your friends out on the street. Spray your hair and take your knee. I think your life is incomplete, but maybe that's not for me to say. They only pay me here to play.
I want to hear a caravan with a drum solo.
You're probably wondering why I'm here, and so am I, so am I. As much as you wonder about me staring back at you,
yeah.
That's just how much I question the corny things you do. You paint your face and then you chase to meet the gang where the action is all night and drink your fizz, roll your car and say gee whiz. You tore a big hole in your convertible top. What will you tell your mom and pop?
Mom, I tore a big hole in a convertible.
You're probably wondering why I'm here, and so am I, so am I. As much as you wonder if I mean just what I say, that's just how much I question the social games you play. You told your mom you're stoked on town and went for a cruise in Freddy's car. Tommy's asking where you are. You boogied all night in a cheesy bar. Plastic boots and plastic hat. And you think you know where it's at. You're probably wondering why I'm here.
Not that it makes a heck of a lot of difference to you.
Comes the Butt Police, says Zappa. Vi har träffat Frank Zappa i en exklusiv intervju gjord av Micke Maximenko och Lars Eselius. Och för övrigt var det Henrik Schiffert som presenterade rock.